This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 16th. God's word for you today is arrived. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 3, verse 12 to 13. And it says, not that I have already obtained or I've already arrived at my goal. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. There are barriers that keep people back from moving from seeing to doing. And God is going to crush these barriers in Jesus' name. Say amen. In other words, you have received a vision from God, and with excitement, you started moving, but you hit a barrier and it keeps you from actually doing what God has shown you. Barriers to take bold steps are real, but when you overcome, you discover that you are actually able to do things that other people look at and conclude that you are special. The truth is, we are all special, but we all do not all know the same things. And that is usually the difference. If you know what Jeff Bezos knows, your finances will be different. Do you know who Jeff Bezos is? We are going to look at four of such barriers represented in the illustration. Number one, the barrier of complacency. This is the first barrier that needs to go down for you to move from what you see to what is done. You need to bury complacency. You cannot take bold steps if you are complacent in your life, in your marriage, in your finances, in your career, in your business, and in the ministry that God has committed to you. Philippians 3 verse 12 to 13 says, not that I have already obtained or I've already arrived at my goal, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. By all standards, this was the greatest man of God on earth at the time. Yet, he looked at himself and said, I have neither attained nor already arrived at my goal. People get a little breakthrough and they begin to act crazy and begin to talk so arrogantly. It is unbelievable. I once saw a video of a man. And as he stepped out of his car, there were people carrying him. I thought it was an act initially, but it was not. That is a poor man. In fact, he is to be pitied. The question is, have you attained? Have you arrived? Sometimes we think we have arrived. Imagine you start at location A and you are heading to location E. However, to come out of location A alone can be a battle. You do well to come out of location A, then you branch off at location B. Order food because you believe you have arrived. Have you arrived? It is a horrible thing to think you have arrived when you have not even started. If you see what God is doing with Pastor Craig Groeschel and Life Church, as you enter the office at Life Church, the wall is filled with all their locations. On that wall, there is a huge sign that reads, we have just started. Whoa, we have just started and we will get to where God is taking us to. It is unbelievable when people know nothing, yet they think they have arrived. Can you stop that? Just stop it. Let us pray. Father, help me to deliberately bury complacency daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.